I could not agree more with that. And I also believe you should be able to write off tuition. You send your kids to private school or pay for college or anything. If you're paying at school, you should be able to write that off.
Oh, but when they reopened the government, they snuck in some stuff about, they just recently took several things like, nurses and teachers and a whole bunch of different things. They took those professions out of being professional, which means now those people won't qualify for certain types of school loans and programs and stuff like that. So a whole lot of complications come in with that, and none of it is good. But I am not a fan of the Big Beautiful Bill because I think it was a disaster. So, but that's me. My daughter, I had to laugh. My daughter, she's 21, and she was a big Trump supporter and all of that stuff. So she's got a boyfriend that she's planning on staying with for the rest of her life. I don't know if they're going to get married or what, but, she plans on having babies and, the tax credits for the extra child tax credit that Kamala was offering, the $50,000 tax credit to start your own business. Her boyfriend's got his own business. He could have brought that legitimate rather than working under the table and being in trouble with the IRS. He could have got a $50,000 tax break. They could have bought a house and got $25,000, down payment assistance. But nope, they were against that. They were against all that free stuff. So,